Overview: the Honda e-Base, never officially sold stateside, is a real head-turner, a compact EV designed with city slicking in mind. Its retro-futuristic charm and dinky dimensions made it a unique proposition in markets like Europe and Japan. Key highlights for this base trim include its nimble rear-wheel drive setup and an interior packed with screens. As it wasn't available new in the U.S., pricing is purely for the hypothetical, super-rare import, making it a true unicorn on American roads. Its production unfortunately ceased in 2022. What's new for 2022? For 2022, the Honda e-Base largely carried over its delightful package, as it was already a well-specced little machine. This model year marked the end of its short but sweet production run, meaning a 2022 model is as fresh as this quirky EV gets. There were no major mechanical or feature shakeups for the base trim in its final year, solidifying its position as a charming, tech-forward city car. Think of it as the final edition of Honda's bold statement in the compact EV world. Design and exterior. The Honda e-Base is pure eye candy, rocking a minimalist yet oh-so-cool retro design. Smooth surfaces, iconic round LED headlights, and flush pop-out door handles give it a concept car vibe. The base trim keeps things clean and stylish, rolling on smart alloy wheels. Its compact dimensions, just 153.3 inches long, 69 inches wide, excluding mirrors, and 59.5 inches tall, make it a dream for tight city parking. Those standard camera side mirrors instead of traditional ones really sealed the futuristic deal. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the Honda e-Base and you're greeted by a lounge-like cabin that's surprisingly premium, with fabric seats and wood effect trim. The dashboard is dominated by a massive wall-to-wall screen setup, housing two large displays for instruments and infotainment, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. It's a strict four-seater, cozy for passengers. Cargo space is city car typical, at 6 cubic feet in the trunk, expanding to 30.4 cubic feet with seats folded. Sadly, there's no frunk for extra bits and bobs. Performance and driving experience. Don't let its cute looks fool you. The Honda e-Base is a proper giggle to drive. Its rear-wheel drive layout, powered by a 100-kilowatt permanent magnet synchronous motor, churning out 232 pound-feet of instant torque, makes it feel wonderfully zippy. Not to 60 miles per hour takes a respectable 8.7 seconds. It darts through city traffic with an incredibly tight turning circle, and the ride is comfy. Single-pedal driving is a cinch with its effective regenerative braking, making urban crawls smoother. Range, battery, and charging. The Honda e-Base packs a 28.5-kilowatt usable battery, delivering a Green Cars Compare's estimated real-world range of 117 miles, perfect for urban hops. Efficiency is a decent 4.11 miles per kilowatt-hour. At home, its standard 6.6-kilowatt onboard AC charger can juice it up in around 4.5 to 5 hours. For quicker top-ups, it supports DC fast charging at up to 46 kilowatts, getting you mostly full in about 30-35 minutes. While it uses CCS Type 2 in Europe, a U.S. version would logically sport a CCS Type 1 port. Safety and driver assistance features. While never tested by NHTSA due to its absence in the U.S. market, the Honda e-Base earned a solid 4-star rating from Euro NCAP. It comes impressively kitted out with Honda's sensing suite as standard. This means you get goodies like adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assist, road departure mitigation, and collision mitigation braking. Features like blind spot information and cross-traffic monitor were typically part of the standard package too, making it a reassuring city companion even in its base guise. Warranty and maintenance coverage. Since the Honda e-Base wasn't officially sold in the U.S., there's no specific American warranty. However, typically Honda offers a 3-year/36,000-mile basic warranty and an 8-year/100,000-mile warranty for the battery and electric powertrain components in markets where their EVs are sold, often guaranteeing at least 70% battery capacity. Maintenance for EVs like the e is generally minimal, focusing on tires, brakes, and cabin filters, making for potentially lower running costs than a traditional petrol car. Reliability is expected to be strong, typical of Honda.